does the current administration, does the Trump administration get it with respect to what we're facing, not just with this entity called Islamic Relief, but do they get it with respect to what's coming? I know you said Kelly does not, McMaster, or they're clueless, but does the president have anyone really around him that is helping him understand the threat we face? And is there any possibility whatsoever that CARE and Muslim Brotherhood organizations will ever be labeled what they are, and that's terrorist entities?
Well, I wish Donald Trump will call me. I wish he would. The only person I can think of is Sebastian Gorka, who used to be on the Trump administration and he left. He is very knowledgeable. And even he, when it comes to the nth degree, speaks about radical and terror Islam. There is no such thing as a radical, militant, moderate, or extremist Muslim. They don't exist, only in the minds of people who don't know anything about the Quran. That's it. Donald Trump started like everything he started. He started with good intentions. But he doesn't have the people who will tell him the truth. He hasn't surrounded himself with people who will stand up and say, this is Islam. By the way, within the American Constitution, Sharia should be prohibited by law. It is in the American Constitution. Why do I say that? Because Sharia-compliant Muslims hate anybody in America who is not a Muslim. They want them dead, or they want them subservient to Sharia. That's against the Constitution. It's not illegal. But they also tell you that Islam is a religion. Islam is not a religion. I proved it to you. I can prove it again. The God of Muhammad, Allah, the God of Muslims in the Quran, contradicts himself again and again and again in the Quran. In one verse, Allah says that he revealed the Gospels to Jesus. What are the Gospels? The four Gospels. He revealed them to Jesus. In another verse, he says, Jesus did not die on the cross. A lookalike died. Wait a minute. But Allah, you said earlier that you gave the Gospels to Jesus. But all four Gospels, without an iota of difference, say and agree on Jesus died on the cross, was resurrected on the third day. There's no ambiguities, but he's contradicting himself, this so-called God. Well, you can't have a God who contradicts himself 180 degrees. He can't be God. If he's not God, then Islam is a cult belief system, the cult of Muhammad. It's not a religion. End of conversation. And again, people who are less get outrageous because of what I'm saying. Hey, simple. I have $1.5 million. I've had $1.5 million for 12 years to prove me wrong on anything I say. Debate me. Come to the Sam Rohr show. Come to the pastors and debate me. Prove me wrong. Such a creature doesn't exist on planet Earth. I'm not saying it because I'm bragging. It's nothing to do with boasting. It's to do with facts and reality. No human being ever in academia or media ever backed up what he says with finances like I've done. $1.5 million, for God's sake.
Well, friends, that is quite a challenge that IQ is laying before you, and he's done that before as well. And up to this point on this program, we've had no takers. If there is one, then you contact us via the information that will be given at the end of the program, and we'd be glad to set up this debate with IQ Al-Rasuli.